1994年初
，Early 1994，
李洪涛被执行死刑两。
By Hong Tao was executed.
两个月后
，Two months later，
一份标着机密的内部评估报告被送到了公安部。报告的标题很平淡
，An internal assessment report marked as confidential was sent to the Ministry of Public Security. The title of the report was unremarkable.
关于李洪涛在押期间技术实验外部协作情况的初步调查。
Preliminary investigation of Li Hongtao's technical experiment external collaboration during detention.
但报告的内容让每一个读到它的人都倒吸了一口凉气。
However, the content of the report made everyone who read it take a deep breath.
专案组在李洪涛案审结之后
After the case of Li Hongtao was concluded,
本应画上句号。
Should have ended with a period.
但在整理物证时，一个细心的侦查员。
But the detective is meticulous in collecting evidence.
注意到了一个所有人都忽略了的细节。
Noticed a detail that everyone else seems to have overlooked.
李洪涛在死牢里画的那套电机图纸。
By Hongtao's drawings of electric motors, which he drew while in prison.
有一部分理论推导用到了极其冷门的电磁学前沿数据。
Some of the theoretical derivations rely on extremely obscure electromagnetic data.
这些数据在1993年的中国，只有三所机构的图书馆里能查到，一所是清华大学电机系。
These data could only be found in three libraries in China, one of which was the Library of Tsinghua University's Electrical Engineering Department in 1993.
一所是中科院电工研究所。
One is the Institute of Electrical Engineering, Chinese Academy of Sciences.
第三所是昆明理工大学专案组。
The third is the Yunnan University Project Group.
分三路同时出发。
Three comrades set out in three directions.
分别调阅了这三所机构的资料。
I have reviewed the materials from the three institutions separately.
借阅记录。
Borrowing record.
调查结果让所有人沉默了。
The results of the investigation left everyone speechless.
李洪涛没有借阅过任何一家的资料。
Ong Hong Tao has never borrowed any materials from any library.
但资料被人翻过，翻过资料的那只手。
But the hand that flipped through the documents.
至今没人知道是谁的。
Nobody knows who it belongs to.
李洪涛的电机发明。
By Hongtao's electric invention,
在90年代的媒体报道
in the media reports of the 1990s,
中被塑造成了一个近乎神话的故事。
It has been shaped into a near mythical story.
一个被困在死牢里的天才靠几本
A genius trapped in a death cell relies on extremely short.
过期杂志和一本翻烂了的电机学基础。
Expired magazines and heavily worn copies of the original The Art of War.
在没有任何外部帮助的情况下
，Without any external assistance，
独立推导出了一套填补国内空白的电机理论。
Independently developed a set of foundational theories that fill the gaps in the domestic field.
这个叙事太有感染力了。
This narrative is so compelling.
它满足了大众对天才的全部想象。
He fulfilled all the public's expectations of a genius.
孤独，绝境。
Solitude.
灵光一闪。
A flash of inspiration.
改变世界。
Change the world.
没有人怀疑这个故事的真实性。
No one doubted the authenticity of this story.
因为没有人认为一个戴着脚镣的死刑犯
Because no one would think that a death row prisoner with shackles
有可能从监狱外面获得任何帮助
There is a possibility of getting help from outside the prison
专案组的排查结论也支持了这个叙事。
The findings of the project group also support this narrative.
没有同伙。
No companions.
没有外部协作。
Without external collaboration.
没有信息传递渠道。
There is no information transmission channel.
大众认知的第一层假象。
The first illusion that people are aware of.
坚不可摧。
Unbreakable.
李洪涛的发明是他在监狱里独自完成的一场智力奇迹。
Li Hongtao's invention is a remarkable feat of ingenuity that he accomplished alone in prison.
那份1994年的机密报告。
The 1994 confidential report.
首次披露了一个惊人。
For the first time, a shocking revelation has been made.
发现专案组在追溯李洪涛的知识来源时。
In the course of the investigation, the investigative team traced the sources of Li Hongtao's knowledge.
锁定了三所在1993年订阅了同一套日本电机学期刊的机构。
Identified three institutions that subscribed to the same set of Japanese electrical engineering journals in 1993.
清华大学。
Tsinghua University,
中科院电工所和昆明理工大学
Institute of Electrical Engineering, Chinese Academy of Sciences, and Yunnan University.
他们调出了这三所机构的资料
They retrieved the information from these three institutions.
借阅记录
Borrowing record.
想看看李洪涛在越狱期间是否潜入过其中任何一家查阅资料。
I want to see if Li Hongtao infiltrated any of the libraries during his escape.
但调查结果指向了一个更令人不安的方向。
However, the results of the investigation pointed to a more alarming direction.
借阅记录显示
The borrowing record shows that
从1992年底到1993年初
From the end of 1992 to early 1993,
却有人在这三家机构分别查阅过与李洪涛研究高度相关的同一批电磁学前沿资料。
However, someone has independently reviewed a batch of electromagnetic cutting-edge materials highly relevant to Li Hongtao's research in these three institutions.
但借阅人的签名栏里填的名字各不相同。
However, the names filled in the borrower's signature column are all different.
经后续核实。
After further verification,
这些名字的主人分布在三个不同的省份。
These names are associated with people from three different provinces.
彼此之间没有任何关联。
There is no connection between them.
也不认识李洪涛。
I don't know Li Hongtao.
更诡异的是
More strangely,
其中一位借阅人的工作单位
The work unit of one of the borrowers.
一蓝田的是昆明一家化工厂。
One of the columns is a chemical plant in Kunming.
但当专案组找到这个人时
，However, when the project team found this person,
他一脸困惑地表示
，He looked confused and said,
自己从来没去过大学图书馆。
I have never been to a university library.
也不记得自己签过什么借阅记录。他的身份证。
I don't remember signing any borrowing records.
在1992年丢过一次。
In 1992, I lost it once.
第一层反转炸裂。
First layer explosion.
李洪涛在监狱外面有一个幽灵。
Li Hongtao has a ghost outside the prison.
一个或多个从未被查到身份的人。
One or more unidentified individuals.
用不同的假身份
Use different aliases
在不同的城市
In different cities
在不同的时间段帮他查阅
Help him to check information at different times
并传递了那些在监狱图书馆里根本找不到的前沿学术资料
and it also delivers cutting-edge academic materials that are simply not available in prison libraries.
李洪涛的发明从来不是独立完成。
Li Hongtao's invention was never completed independently.
他有一个隐形的外部协作网络。
He has an invisible external collaborative network.
这个网络规模不大。
This network is not very large.
但运转极其高效。
But it runs extremely efficiently.
而且在案发30年后。
Moreover, 30 years after the incident occurred,
仍然没有一个人被查到。
Still, no one has been found.
面对这个无法解释的幽灵之手，
In the face of this inexplicable ghost hand,
专案组内部出现了分歧。
There were disagreements within the project group.
一部分人认为这条线索必须追查到底。
Some people believe that this clue must be investigated thoroughly.
因为这意味着李洪涛案可能存在一个至今未被发现的同伙网络。
This means that the Li Hongtao case may have a network of accomplices that has not yet been discovered.
但另一部分人认为。
However, another part of people think that
继续追查的成本太高。
Continuing the investigation is too expensive.
而且即使查到借阅人的真实身份。
And even if you manage to find the borrower's real identity,
也很难证明对方知道自己的行为是在帮助一个死刑犯做越狱和发明。
It is also difficult to prove that the other party knew they were helping the convicted murderer escape and invent.
最终，一个折中的解释方案被提了出来。
A compromise solution was finally proposed.
方案认为
The plan suggests that
李洪涛在这大任教期间曾参加过几次全国性的电机学年会。
Li Hongtao has participated in several national founding academic conferences during his tenure at this prestigious institution.
在那几次会议上结识过一些同领域的学者。
I had the opportunity to meet some scholars in the same field during those meetings.
这些学者后来在不知情的情况下被他利用。
Later, these scholars were unknowingly exploited by him.
他可能通过某种方式让这些学者以为自己在帮助一个正在从事合法研究的人。
He might have convinced these scholars that he was helping someone who was engaged in legitimate research.
而不是一个囚犯。
Not a prisoner.
也就是说。
That is to say,
那些帮他查资料的人。
Those who helped him research.
本质上是过路。
Essentially, it's a detour.
学者在不知情状态下的偶发。
Accidental actions by scholars.
帮助不构成法律意义上的同谋。
Assisting does not constitute legal complicity.
第二层假象在这个解释方案中形成闭环。
The second illusion is formed in this explanation scheme.
没有人故意帮助一个罪犯。
No one intentionally helped a criminal.
一切都是巧合加误解。
It's all coincidence and misunderstanding.
李洪涛不过是在利用他的人脉资源做了一件。
Li Hongtao was simply using his network resources to do something.
只有他才知道全貌的事。
Only he knows the whole story.
这个解释让所有人感到安全。
This explanation makes everyone feel safe.
因为如果那些过路学者是无辜的。
Because if those passers-by are innocent,
那整个体制也是无辜的。
The entire system is innocent.
2021年。
2021.
一位研究李洪涛案多年的独立调查者在昆明找到了当年看守所里年纪最大的一位退休管教，老人已经80多岁。
An independent investigator who has been researching the Li Hongtao case for many years found that an elderly retired guard over 80 years old was still working at the detention center in Kunami.
身体不太好。
Body is not good.
但脑子非常清楚。
But the brain is very clear.
调查者问了他一个在档案里找不到答案的问题。
The investigator asked him a question that couldn't be found in the files.
李洪涛到底有没有同伙？老人沉默了很久。
Li Hongtao really had accomplices, and the old man remained silent for a long time.
久到调查者以为他不会回答了。
The investigator thought he wouldn't answer.
然后他开口了。
Then he spoke.
他说他有没有同伙？
He said whether he had accomplices.
我不知道。
I don't know.
啊，我知道一件事。
But I know one thing.
他第三次被抓回来之后。
After he was arrested for the third time.
有一次我去监视送饭。
Once I was on a food delivery surveillance mission.
他在看一封信。
He was reading a letter.
按规定，所有信件都要经过我们审查才能到他手里。
According to the regulations, all letters must be reviewed by us before reaching him.
但那封信我没有见过。
But I haven't seen that letter.
我当时问他这信哪来的。
I asked him where the letter came from.
他没说话。
He didn't speak.
只是把信翻过来给我看。
Just show me the letter.
背面是空白的。
The back is blank.
然后他把信纸对着窗户透过来的光展开。
Then he unfolded the letter paper in front of the window, letting the light shine through.
我看到光透过来的时候。
I saw the light coming through.
信纸里面，纸的纤维之间出现了密密麻麻的暗文字。
There are dense, illegible characters scattered throughout the paper.
那个技术我到现在都不知道是怎么做到的。
I still don't know how that technology works.
老人停顿了一下。
The old man paused.
继续说，我当时应该报告。
Continue to say that I should have reported.
但我没有。
But I don't have one.
因为那封信里藏着的暗文字。
Because the hidden meaning in that letter.
不是文字。
Not text.
是一组组数字。
A set of numbers.
我知道那些数字是他做实验需要的参数。
I know those numbers are the parameters he needed for his experiment.
我当时想让他看吧。
I thought about letting him see it.
反正他也活不了多久了。
Well, he won't be around for long anyway.
如果那些数字能让他在死前做点什么。
If those numbers could allow him to do something before he dies,
就让他做吧。
Let him do it.
终极反转。
Ultimate twist.
在这段临终证言中被揭开。
The truth is revealed in this final testimony.
李洪涛的监狱外面有人。
Li Hongtao's prison has visitors outside.
这个人不仅帮他查资料。
This person not only helped him find information,
还掌握着一种极其高超的秘密。
He also possessed a highly sophisticated secret.
通信技术能将文字引写进纸。
Communication technology can bring words to paper.
当纤维纹理中需要通过特定角度的透光才能读取。
The fiber texture needs to be read through a specific angle of light.
这种技术在90年代的中国。
This technology was in China during the 1990s.
只有极少数搞过特殊印刷的人才会。这个人从来没有被查到。
Only a very small number of people who have been involved in special printing will know that this person...has never been caught.
从来没有任何一份调查报告提到过这种通信方式。
There has never been any survey report that mentioned this communication method.
甚至李洪涛案的全部卷宗里都找不到一页。
Even the entire file of the Li Hongtao case cannot find a single page.
关于隐写书信的记录。
Records about invisible messages.
唯一知道这件事的管教把秘密带进了肚子里。
The only person who knew the secret brought it into his stomach.
30多年。
30 years.
直到临终才说出来。
until the end of his life.
调查者在那位老管教的床头柜上看到了一张黑白合影照片。
The investigator saw a black and white photograph on the bedside table of the old warden.
照片是1992年看守所全体管教的合影。
This is a photo of all the guards in the prison in 1992.
年轻的管教们站在大铁门前，表情严肃。
Young guards stood before the large iron gate, their faces grim.
照片背面。
The photos were destroyed.
最上方有一行端正的钢笔字。
At the top, there is a neat line of handwriting in steel.
1992年春。
In the spring of 1992,
昆明市第一看守所全体管教合影。
Photo of all the guards of Kunming City No. 1 Detention Center.
但在这行字的下方。
But below this line of text,
还有一行字。
There is another line of text.
字迹潦草，明显是另一个人写的。
The handwriting is messy and clearly not my own.
写着六个字。
Six words written.
谢谢你们。
Thank you.
老人说。
Old man said,
这张照片在李洪涛被关押期间曾短暂地丢失过。
This photo was briefly lost during Lai Hongtao's detention.
后来又奇迹般地出现。
Later, miraculously, it appeared.
在他的办公桌上，丢的时候是1993年初，回来的时候。
When he was in his office, a package fell from the desk. When he came back to his office, it had fallen on the floor.
是李洪涛被执行死刑的前一天。
The day before Lai Hongtao was executed.
照片前面没有变化。
There is no change in the photo.
但背面多了那一行字。
But the back has that extra line of text.
他一直没敢问。
He never dared to ask.
李洪涛
Lai Hongtao
这张照片在他手里待了多久
How long has this photo been in his hand?
也没敢问他为什么要还回来
I didn't dare to ask him why he returned it
他只说他走的那天早上
He only said that on the morning he left
我把这张照片放进了口袋
I put this photo in my pocket
后来每次调岗、搬家、退休
Later, every time I was transferred to a new job and moved from place to place,
我都把他带在身边。
I brought him with me.
不是。
No.
因为他是英雄。
Because he is a hero.
是因为他是我这辈子遇到的唯一一个被关在笼子里。
Because he was the only one I had ever met who was kept in a cage.
却在笼子外面留下了脚印的人。
But the person who left footprints outside the cage.
那张照片至今还夹在老管教的遗物里。
The photo is still tucked away in the old warden's belongings.
照片背面的六个字。
Six characters on the back of the photo.
墨迹已经褪成了淡褐色。
The ink has faded to a brown.
但笔画清晰，一笔一画。
But the strokes are clear and distinct, one stroke at a time.
像是在说一句被压了太久太久的再见。
It's like saying a long-awaited goodbye.
那个帮他传递隐血书信的人到底是谁？
Who was the person who delivered the letter to him?
三十年了。
30 years.
那个人为什么从来没有被查出来？
Why hasn't that person ever been caught?
老管教临终前还说了什么
？What did the old warden say before he died？
被调查者答应保密的内容。
The information disclosed by the interviewee。
李洪涛在监狱外面到底还有多少接力棒
？How many more legs does Lai Hongtao have outside the prison？
在替他传递信息。
I'm passing on the message to him。
这个隐形的网络，在1993年12月以后。
This invisible network has been in existence since December 1993.
是否还在运作？向下。
Are you still working down?
点击下方。
Click below.
免费观看全集完整过程。
Watch the full episode for free.
揭开李洪涛案最后一个未被解密的谜题，外部接应者的真实身份。
Unveiling the last unsolved mystery of the Lai Hongtao case, the true identity of the external contact person.